accessible sidewalks, a community connection center, waste management fees, and other topics are set for discussion at Monday's City Council meeting, which kicks off at 2 p.m. in the Council Chamber at the Orillia City Center. Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority. Officials from the Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority will be attending Monday's meeting to share with Council the benefits of becoming a member of their organization. They are offering the city training, funding, and governance to help protect and manage Lake Simcoe. Sidewalks. The Accessibility Advisory Committee will be asking Council to consider and prioritize long-term planning tools to improve signage and sidewalks at the intersection of Mississauga Street West, Quinn Avenue and Woodside Drive. The committee says the intersection has indirect connectivity and would be challenging for someone with vision or mobility impairments. They will present Council with suggestions to improve identified issues. Addiction and Overdose Crisis Working Group. The Addiction and Overdose Crisis Working Group will ask Council to support the creation of a community connection center with system navigation. The group is requesting Council set aside $100,000 in the 2025 budget for them to work with community partners to develop the center. The Addiction and Overdose Crisis Working Group believes the new center would provide solutions to issues impacting the community's vulnerable population, such as those dealing with homelessness, mental health issues, and opioid addiction. Annual Parking Permit Program. The city's Developmental Services and Engineering Department is recommending Council allow limited overnight parking in Walter Henry Park, West Ridge Park and Clate French Park from November 15 to April 15 each year between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. To park in the designated spots, residents would have to purchase a seasonal parking permit for a fee ranging from $375 to $575 plus HST. The motion is being brought forward as a result of residents in the West Ridge area receiving parking tickets for various parking offenses when overnight parking restrictions are in effect. Potential solutions to swim advisories. The city's Environmental and Infrastructure Services Department will provide Council with a comprehensive review of the city's existing stormwater operations and maintenance plans. The department will also ask Council to consider the feasibility and costs associated with microbial source tracking to determine the specific types and sources of contamination that result in public beach swim advisories. Staff will propose several measures in 2025 to ensure the city's storm system, state of good repair, is maintained. Solid waste management fees. Staff from the Environment and Infrastructure Services Department will propose changes to solid waste fees charged at the waste diversion site. The proposed regular disposable garbage fee will move from $185 to $200 per ton. Mixed loads will be increased from $370 to $400 per ton. Construction waste would be increased from $170 to $185 per ton. And commercial green bin and leaf yard waste would increase from $20 to $50 per ton. The proposed changes would also see a new fee of $300 per ton for commercial recycling. Mattresses and box springs would also see a slight increase from $25 to $30 per unit. The department also wants to discontinue the sale of rain barrels to non-Orillia residents due to limited inventory.